This is The Guardian.
I'm Noor Haidar, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story. It was this moment at the Asian Cup on the Gold Coast last week that cast the Iranian women's soccer team into global headlines. As their country's national anthem played, the players stood silent. In Iran, one conservative commentator described the players as wartime traitors on state-run TV.
خائنین در زمان جنگ باید شدیدتر برخورد. هر کسی که یک قدمی علیه کشور تو شرایط جنگی برمی‌داره,
prompting concerns about their safety within the local Iranian diaspora. Now, after days of secret planning, five of the players have been granted visas to remain in Australia on humanitarian grounds.
That they are welcome to stay in Australia, that they are safe here, and they should feel at home here.
And the Home Affairs Minister, Tony Burke, has extended the offer to other members of the team.
The same opportunity is there. Australia has taken the Iranian women's soccer team into our hearts. These women are tremendously popular in Australia, but we realise they are in a terribly difficult situation.
Today, women's football journalist Samantha Lewis on how they were granted asylum and what happens next. It's Tuesday, the 10th of March,